Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone.
You're running for your life in the open savanna. Oh yeah, it's around 2.5 million years in the past, not in today's savanna. A large saber-toothed cat is right on your tail. In front of you, there's a cave on your left and some trees on the right. Instinctively, you turn right, head to the trees, and lose the predator. We developed our nails to what they are today when our ancestors moved from living near trees and embraced cave life. Since then, our fingertips started to change and grow bigger and broader, making it easier for us to grip tools. Our outer hand, where our fingertips are, is the strongest part of our hands. But having strong nails doesn't only protect your hands physically. It also prevents microscopic organisms that can breach your body. But when you decided to ditch the caves, you may have shifted the course of human development. Humans need hands to survive. But without strong nails to support strong hands, humans have turned to other improvised tools to help them hunt, protect, and gather things. As a result, our present-day look consists of somewhat underdeveloped hands without nails and smaller-than-usual feet without toenails. You're not running for your life now, but you're out for a run. Our feet have a lot of bones to support us, and toenails have a protective function, just like fingernails do. So, without toenails, running got much more complicated and challenging. Almost all sports like basketball, soccer, tennis, and baseball aren't exactly the most thrilling sports to watch. Instead, people are tuning in to watch table tennis, pool, and other sports that don't require any fast movement on one's feet. But with all this time that's passed, people have developed special shoes that can provide proper support for nailless feet. After the run, you grab a bottle of sports drink and twist it open.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Open. Since no one has fingernails, the act of popping a can open just doesn't exist. After working out, you go to the subway, with everyone scrambling to find a seat. The subway is built in a much more ergonomic way now. The railing is softer and has finger indentations for you to hold while the train's on the move. Plus, almost everyone is wearing proper durable gloves to grip and carry things. For some reason, there are way more people than usual, and they're all mumbling about some invention. The subway ads show a countdown to a new surprise for everyone. You arrive at the station and head to a fantastic burger restaurant. You text your friend and share a funny meme you saw earlier, using a proper smartphone designed to fit your hands. These smartphones have small keyboards with softer touchpads than what we would typically have. Holding a thick burger isn't exactly the easiest task for nailless hands. You watch the television screen with a band performing their top hits. Guitars have been created in a much more hand-friendly manner, for musicians to play them for hours. But suddenly, the music switches to breaking news of the mystery product and reveals a breakthrough in creating artificial fingernails and toenails. and they're releasing it to the public in your city. Everyone in the restaurant rushes to the shops and line up, trying to get their hands and feet on the new nail tech. You finish up your meal and head out. Every billboard has those high-definition videos about fingernails and toenails. Everyone is taking pictures and sharing them all over social media. You stand in a line, but eventually you give up and head home after waiting for a long time. You've been living without nails for years, and there's no need to follow a new trend. 2 weeks later, you see almost everyone wearing these fake nails on their hands. You were tough enough not to give in, but suddenly, people are able to do minuscule tasks without batting an eye. Like taking out contact lenses with no tweezers at all. Your friend is rocking those new nails. Some even come in different colors and sizes. But for some reason, there's something off about it. It's a good thing you didn't get those new nails, because these fake nails use smart technology and they're starting to go haywire. Many people aren't able to control their hands and feet. Your friend starts running close to traffic, and his fingers keep swinging around. The nails are connected to your phone through an app that's also channeled to your brain in order for it to grow like natural nails. Everyone around is going nuts. Some are even swinging their sharp nails at you, but you manage to dodge their pointy fingers. They try to take them off, but they just can't keep still. They go into a mindless state and go after everything that runs from them. You make a break for it and run to the subway. You realize everyone in there has their hands stretched out and are chasing you like zombies. You run away, but everyone on the streets are approaching you, waving their arms frantically. You see the billboards with the ads of those artificial nails blinking red. You spot a handful of people who seem to be technology-free, fleeing from everyone else. You follow them, but the nail zombies are faster and more dangerous. You sneak to the sewers along with the others, where you're safe. But the sewers reek, and there are rats crawling around. Suddenly, a manhole cover pops, and a whole mob of zombies with razor-sharp nails come at once. With such little light and not the strongest feet, you and everyone else run for your lives, this time for real. The whole sewer system is a maze as you turn around in circles. More nail zombies descend down the sewers and chase you. They're getting closer and closer, and you finally see the light at the end of the tunnel. Don't worry, it's just an exit to the coast. You finally make it out of the maze, but they're still behind you. On your left, you see another cave-like tunnel. And on the right, there are forests. Like your ancestors, you turn right and head to the woods. It's nighttime, and you are all alone in the forest. You try to call someone to help you, but it doesn't work. You head to the edge of the cliff to get an expansive view of the city. It's in chaos. Many cars are crashing into each other, and shops are burning to ashes. You turn around and see a nail zombie lurking around trying to sniff you out. You put your back to a tree, but step on a broken tree branch. The zombie hears it and starts walking towards you. You take a quick glance, and it's gone. You look around, but the zombie seems to have disappeared into thin air. You peek to the right once again, and boom! The zombie tries to scratch your face, but it strikes the tree, and the nails get destroyed. Suddenly, the zombie turns into a conscious person. She's confused and doesn't know what's going on, but you help her out quickly, because the next thing you know, an entire horde of zombies are running in your direction. You run together as far as you can.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Man, you've just got to run back to the city. You head to a convenience store with the girl and try to hide. There's a back entrance that leads up to the top of the building. The power is off, so you and her climb up 30 flights of stairs. Once you reach the top, you get a bird's eye view of the whole city swarming with razor-sharp nail zombies. You lock up the door behind you, but some of them are trying to barge through. The gate eventually bursts open, and it's not a horde of nail zombies, but something even more surprising than that. What could it be? Guess you gotta subscribe if you wanna find out.